Hi, Bob. We can start it with Matt Kawahara.
Hey Bob, just for a guy like Urban who's still potentially fighting for a spot, just what does this kind of an outing do for him toward the end of spring?
Well, I mean, it means a lot, and more so because of the lineup he's facing here. So I know it's just a spring training game, but when you're coming down to the end and you're fighting for a spot, and you run up against the lineup like this and pitch in the fashion that he did, man, that's carries a lot of weight. So that was an impressive outing. He's been good all of spring, but by far his best today. And going into the game, he knew he had to be good.
You've mentioned just the fact that all the candidates are pitching fairly well coming up here. Is this how difficult a decision is this going to be toward the end, assuming everybody's there?
Yeah, it'll be tough. I mean, but that's the way you want it. You want to see how guys respond at the end. There's a lot of pressure on them. So pitched with a lot of pressure on him today, and looks like he's got a real slow heartbeat. You know, nothing looks like it really bothers him. He understands what's working for him. Probably pitching a little bit differently than he did last year, and it's getting great results.
Jacob?
Bob, I believe it was five of your starting lineup players tonight had batting averages below .230 against left-handed pitchers in their career, and they rocked Kershaw. Just how important was that, just to see that, and they were so successful against such a good pitcher?
Okay. Clayton didn't have his best stuff tonight. He's just, you know, this is a spring training game for him. He's just trying to get his pitch counts up. I don't know who the guys you're referring to with batting averages below .230. But are you talking about our main guys?
I was just saying that the guys that you had, a couple guys in the lineup today who have struggled against lefties in their career. And so for you guys to have such a successful outing at the plate, just the importance of that tonight.
Good approach tonight across the board. Sometimes it can be contagious when you're getting good at bats. And that's kind of the way it was tonight. And, you know, Clayton probably not at his best. So just kind of is what it is. Just a good night all the way around.
Matt?
I think after one of Urban's like earlier outings this spring, you said that he's probably still learning a little bit about what his strengths are. Have you seen development there just over the course of the spring where maybe he's, like you mentioned, he's doing things to maximize what, you know, what those strengths are?
Yeah, we identified him as a sinker changeup guy that throws just enough four seamers to elevate to keep your eyes, you know, at a different level, and just enough breaking balls to feel like a four pitch mix. So, you know, maybe didn't do that as well last year. Maybe tried to jam a few more four seamers in there and some curve balls, where really, to me, his best pitches are his sinker and his changeup because they look alike, and for the most part, keeps it on the ground.
And then he had seven of the 10 strikeouts tonight were called strikes. What was allowing him to do that, to keep guys guessing so long?
Pitching in just enough to, you know, a lot of those called strikes were in where, you know, you're throwing your sinker and guys are looking out over the plate. Now you surprise them in for strike three. Again, Garcia did a really nice job with them too. And he's got good feel for what's working for a pitcher and good feel for kind of what the batter's trying to accomplish.
Manolo?
Bob, I believe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, that he's the only starting pitcher you've used all spring that has been able to pitch a whole six innings, because Manaya got into the six, but he didn't complete it. And he was economical as well to be able to do that. What are some of those things do for a possible decision to include him in your rotation?
Yeah, he's making it hard. You know, and typically when a guy goes that deep in the game, in a spring training game, where we're probably looking over only for five today and maybe 80, 85 pitches, it means you're getting some early count contact, you're getting some balls on the ground, and your strikeouts aren't deep count strikeouts. So, you know, can't say enough good things about how he pitched tonight.
Yes, and how did Chris Bassitt do today? And how were you able to run from one field to the other?
I didn't run from one field to the other. I've seen Chris Bassitt pitch before, so I wasn't too worried about him. I just want to make sure he got up six times, which he did today, and the reports are that he pitched well.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thank you.